Welcome to Craft Your Confidence, the podcast for dreamers and doers on a mission to connect the dots from creativity, intuition, and passion to craft a life by design. I'm Karagat Warner, certified life coach, and I've been on this wild ride called an online business for the last handful of years. It isn't always easy, and I've made a bunch of mistakes, but I've learned that the only way to create confidence is to trust and love up on yourself and connect with your own beautiful advisor, your inner wisdom. And I want you to know, I work on this every day. And in this podcast, I'll show you how to do this too and discover that you're just one thought away from stepping into your greatness and unapologetically unfurling your peacock feathers. Okay, let's get started. Hey there. So today is the final installment in this three-part thought work puzzle journey. I'm so excited to share this with you because today I think this is my favorite part of this journey. Over the past two episodes, I've been teaching you how to pull all the pieces together so you can use this amazing five-step process that I've been teaching you. And I like you to think about this as almost like a Venn diagram of your brain, of your thoughts, of your feelings, of all the things that are always functioning in that lovely thing in your head, that your brain, right? And I like to look at this as literally like it's a puzzle. And that fascinates me, right? So this diagram of our thoughts and our emotions and how we show up, and then ultimately what we create, what we manifest. That's what this is all about. It's when we understand how to use this tool that we have a way to look at our self-limiting emotions and gain awareness about them, and also to help ourselves make them feel a little less overwhelming and scary. Okay, so last week I showed you the third and fourth pieces in this thought work process, how we feel and how this drives us to show up in the world, right? So those are our actions, how we feel and how we act. And the emotions that we experience, these are what truly drive the bus, right? Because at the end of the day, it's how we feel. And that was something that I talked about. So make sure that you go back to the last two episodes, because I really talk about this process. It's just going to make all of what I talk about here a lot easier to understand. But before we get started, I want to let you know about a free challenge that's coming up. I don't want you to miss this because it's really exciting, especially with the new year upon us. I can't believe it, right? So I know you want to reach your goals and really dial in your confidence, self-assurance, and clarity to reach your goals. And this challenge is designed to do that. So what I'll do is I'll guide you step by step with live lessons, live videos. These are steps to help you become more confident and truly become the architect of your life so that you can manifest what you want in 2021. So to sign up for this free challenge and join me in the Craft Your Confidence Collective, which is a community of dreamers and doers just like you, go to karagatwarner.com/challenge to sign up. And when you do, you'll get an invite to this free community. Okay, so I can't wait to see you inside. Okay, so let's dig in. So again, if you didn't listen to part one and two of this series, go back there and listen before moving on with this episode, because what I share today will make so much more sense if you do that. Okay. So how do we manifest what we want? So this is the fifth and final piece of this thought work puzzle. And I'm going to be talking about results. So if you remember, I showed you these five components, these five pieces, and results is the final piece, right? And I like to think, and I like the idea of dedicating this entire episode to this, because this is where we have so much power. When we think of our results, it's what we're creating, right? And we're creative, so we love making things, right? But we have so much more power than we realize. And by using these tools that I show you, you can begin to develop and see this in action. So it really is about trying and testing for yourself, because I promise you, if you do, you can literally be the alchemist in your life, the architect of what you want. And I think this is so exciting, because this is where the magic is. And I just want you to know, for years, I didn't think that about myself. Like, I didn't think that I had that power, until I learned this process and I started coaching my clients, because I use it myself. I believe in this. So please try this, test it. I think you're going to be amazed at what you experience. Okay, so here's how we can do it. Okay, so let's think about about a result, about something you want to manifest. So let's just use an example of, say, maybe you want to make $50,000 in your creative business by the end of 2021. Okay. I mean, you can plug anything in that you want. I'm just using this as an example. Like, maybe you want to make $30,000. Maybe you just want to like bring in enough money to pay for the groceries every week. It doesn't matter. Like, you can make this goal that you want to manifest as big or as small as you want, right? But something that you can begin to see the possibility in, right? I like to use a bigger goal, because it's kind of fun, right? It's like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine. Like, you might be thinking, I can't imagine making $50,000. So why not try? Why not see if I can make it happen? Wouldn't that be cool? And then, so you have this idea, right? You want to make $50,000 in your creative business by this time next year. And then we work backwards up the thought model, which I shared with you. I already taught you in the past few episodes. So we work backwards up these five in this ladder, this Venn diagram, so to speak. And we go up backwards in the thought model, because making $50,000 in your creative business would be in your result line, right? This would be your result. This is what you would manifest. And so here's how you do it. Okay, so you start by asking yourself, who is the person I need to show up as who gets this result? And then the next question, question two, is how do I need to feel in order to show up like this person? And then finally, the third question you ask yourself is, what is the main thought I need to think to feel this way? And that's it. And you fill those things, answers in for all three of these. And this is essentially your thought model that you work with, right? And that's how you do it, right? So then what happens is you actually practice living. I like to say living into this result, living into this idea of what you will manifest. Because you actually begin showing up as this person that you just described. And this is how you self-coach yourself every day. And I can't stress this more, because this is what I do every day myself. Because I have goals, I rinse and repeat my goals all the time. I have big goals that I want, things that I've never done before. And the way that I live into this result is I show up as that person and I coach myself and I ask myself these questions that I just gave you every single day. Who is the person I need to show up as who gets this result? How do I need to feel in order to show up like this person? And what is the main thought I need to actually feel this way? And I just put that out into the universe. I put it down in my journal. I refer to it during the day. I stay in that space. I live in that space. And that's how you do it. So if you practice this one thing again and again with intention, you will grow immensely as a human by the end of 2021. And you'll amaze yourself by what is possible. You truly, truly will. And here is my best suggestion. This is a great tip that would be awesome to like keep in mind while you're working on this. Try not to look for how you think you did things in the past. This is really important. This is a great tip to keep in your back pocket, because as humans, our brains are designed to look at how we did things before as a way to use that as evidence to like prove to ourselves, okay, this is how I did it. So this is how I have to do it in the future. But the problem with that is that you keep getting the same results. And that's why I know, like, that's what we, that you might be struggling with right now. You're like, okay, I don't want that result, or I'm not where I want to be in my business and I'm not making money. It's because we keep looking at how you keep looking at how you did things in the past, right? And so you're using that as a way to get to where you want to be. Let's say you want this 50,000 in your business, but since you're looking at how you did things in the past, that you can't break through that. You can't get past that. And because you think, I don't know how to do it. I mean, I've never done this before, so I'm really not sure what, you know, how to do it. So I have to look at what I've done before, or look at how I think things should be done. But when you look at how you think things should be done, you're still, if you check yourself, if you were to actually write that down, you would see, oh my gosh, that is kind of how I've done this or that in the past. So what we're doing here, the lesson that I'm teaching you in this episode, is we are writing a new ticket. Okay. If you've never made 50,000 in your business, then looking to your past gives you what you've already done. Don't do that, because you're not going to reach that goal. So when we have big, big new goals, like a big goal, like a stretch goal, we have to act like that person who has already achieved that. And that might feel a little uncomfortable, and that's okay, because you can do hard things, right? You can, because, you know, really at the end of the day, you're just going to feel uncomfortable. That's it. You're still going to be able to do it. You're still going to be alive, right? You're still going to move in that direction. You just, maybe you won't like how you're feeling, but the upside is tremendous. The upside is reaching the goal. Isn't that cool? Live like that person who has already achieved your goal. Okay. So I'm going to talk more about past versus future focus in an upcoming episode, because this is a powerful practice to manifest and create something new for yourself, which is always available to you. But for now, I just want you to really think about how you can take this first step. Just have a little faith. Give this a try for yourself today. You know, I can point the way, but the awareness can only come from your own wisdom. Because when I first learned this, like I said a little bit, you know, earlier, I didn't truly believe it. I was using evidence from my past to try to create my future. And I couldn't figure out why it wasn't working until I understood this process. And not just the artificial understanding of it, but applying it was when I saw it work. So the actual belief of this from this comes from the actual application. And remember that there are no failures, only learning. Failures, while you're trying this out, those are great. Those are great failures, because it means you're on the path. So I was just watching last night for the second time. And the last time I watched this, I think it was in 2018 when it came out. But I don't know if you guys have Netflix, you know, Brené Brown, there's a show, a special about the quote or this night, this moment in time that she discovered the Theodore Roosevelt quote about being in the arena and daring greatly, and that, you know, being marred with blood and dust and dirt, right? And this idea of that your failures, you know, from getting knocked down, right? That you're going to maybe have a little blood and dust. And I know that sounds like gory, but the analogy is amazing. I love it because it's like, I was in the arena. That's the part I love about this analogy. I was in the arena and I was daring greatly. Think of all your failures toward your goal as insurance that you're actually on your path to this goal. I love that. I just came up with this the other night too. I'm like all filled with all these like quotes and analogies. These really help me. So find your mantra. That's really important. Something that you can wrap your brain around. And so I came up with this thought of this phrase. Success, or how did I phrase it? Failure. Failure is the insurance of success. I love that. You can use it. You're welcome. So I also remind myself that when I have a big goal, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So it might take me 3 months, it might take me 3 years, but I know I want this and it doesn't matter how long I get there. It's a journey. I'm not sprinting to any finish line because I'm living my life right now. And trying to sprint to a finish line that we make up, this imaginary finish line, it can be painful, right? I know this from experience. Like I have done this to myself and I still catch myself doing it. And I'm like, what am I doing? What am I afraid of? Am I afraid of missing out on something? You know, because what I'm, you know, I should more be afraid of missing out on what's happening right now in this moment, which is fertile with possibility. Like that's sad. I don't want to miss my current life, my current nowness in my life. So when I first began my journey of awareness, I had no belief of the possibility that I could do something because I just thought things, you know, things just happen and there's no control. But then, you know, I thought to myself, maybe I could open that door. Maybe I could just see, right? And if you have that thought, I'll just give it a try. Let me just test it. That means you're opening that door. How exciting, right? So first, I like to look at it like this. First, you're on the tricycle, right? You know, or you're taking the baby steps, but you're on the tricycle. And then you upgrade to the training wheels. And then finally, you go freewheeling. You actually have your balance and it actually is spontaneous, right? You don't have to think about balancing yourself on your bike. It's automatic. It's the same thing when you keep repeating this, you know, this self-coaching concept that I'm teaching you and you, again and again, and you live into your goal, into your, the future of that goal that you want again and again and again. And it becomes automatic. And you're like, of course I believe I'm going to make 50,000. Of course I am. And here's the thing. We're always learning and growing, right? And you have this goal. And if you don't reach that goal, that's the goal is not the goal. I know it's like, okay, she's getting a little woo-woo here. But the goal is growing as a human being. Amazing. Think of how amazing that's going to be. Like you, when you reach that, like, you know, December 31st, 2021, what kind of person, or whenever you want your goal to be. Like I have a goal by my birthday to reach my goal weight. I'm not that far, but by my 52nd birthday, March 22nd, I'm going to weigh 135 pounds. That's my goal. Right? And I'm just living like that person every day. What are the choices that I make to be that person? What am I eating? How am I feeling my body? Like, you know, all those things. And if I don't reach that goal, like I'm still going to keep trying. I'm going to rinse and repeat that goal again and again and again. So there's no failing, only learning. So that's really what I want to leave you with. Like, don't make it black and white, right? Don't be like, oh my gosh, I didn't reach that goal. And now I'm a failure. Like this didn't work. No. You keep showing up. You keep going on your journey. You keep rinsing and repeating again and again and again, right? So, and I'm just sharing this little tip again, this second tip, really, lots of tips here, because I made the mistake of turning it into a black and white thing that was in the distance. And it was like, I have to reach that goal. And if I don't, then like I screwed up, like I didn't reach that goal. So the goal of the goal was what I said I wanted. But really, it was, I missed the point of growth. It was about the growth. It's about the awareness. It's about cultivating something. And you're going to be amazed at the kind of person that you are when you reach that goal. Because you're going to have more ownership over your thoughts, right? You're going to have more awareness. You're going to have more confidence, for sure. Be in the bubble bath of living this future now. This is where you have all your power. And I want you to bake your cake. I want you to be the alchemist, the architect of your life. You can write your own ticket, my friend. Absolutely, 100%. And I will be here to guide you every step of the way. Okay, so if you absolutely love this stuff, you love what you're hearing on this podcast, in these like episodes that I'm sharing with you, you can take it all to a deeper level when you join me in the Craft Your Confidence Collective, a free community for dreamers and doers just like you. Go to caragotwarner.com/community to request access. And when you join, you're going to learn about my upcoming free challenge, where you're going to learn simple and sustainable steps to becoming this architect of your dreams so you can manifest anything you want. Again, go to caragotwarner.com/community to join, and I cannot wait to see you inside. Okay, my friend, bye until next time. See ya.